So you've survived Maine 24. It's a long haul with a freight train of a hangover, but you've made it. You made it, so congratulations. So, what's next? The holidays, that's what's next. And that means holiday parties and New Year's coming up. So it doesn't make sense why you'd go any place other than Riverside Wine and Spirits to get your supplies and your booze and your gifts for such occasions. They've got amazing beers to choose from and a wide variety of liquor and wine, so you can find something for everyone. Or just yourself. I don't judge. I run a beer podcast, for God's sakes. So, happy holidays from us here at Brew Chat, as well as the fine folks down at Riverside Wine and Spirits, right on Manufacturers Road. Ooh, so Saturday was a day. Anyone down on Main Street at Main 24 knows that. And I'm on the better side of that hangover today, thankfully. I'm very thankful of that fact. But anyway, I'm Tanner, your host here at the Brew Chat Podcast. And we've got what we wanted to be a special live podcast from Main 24. But due to the fact that we had misplaced an extension cord and failed to replace it, we were shit out of luck. And we sort of found this out last minute when we got down there. So there was that. So what we did is we just partied all day. We got down there about 11 o'clock. Jared, Kate, and I, we partied, went to the chili cook-off. And yeah, it was a good time. We had some other people join us. It was a really good time. Had a great time at Main 24. But after that, we went back to Jared's, probably, I don't know, maybe around 11 o'clock or so. Went back to Jared's, did the podcast from there, where we got into all these beers we've been talking about that we garnered from our Thanksgiving adventures and travels. So, going to get on into that. Here's episode 112 of the Brew Chat Podcast, live at Main 24 / Jared's Place.
Know that the path to enlightenment is a river of Tacoma beer.
Tacoma. Wait, who brought this? Did I bring this?
I brought this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Hazy Sunrise. It's a wheat ale brewed with oranges.
Tomoka. I taste the orange.
Sorry, not Tacoma. Tomoka.
So I'm gonna get me a glass.
I've been just drinking out of the can. I guess I should pour it in a glass and be fancy.
You could, but we have other beers to taste in those glasses.
I'll finish this. I'm not a good beer pour either, so I probably just like mess that up.
It's not so bad.
That's fine. I guess we should explain for the audience. It has been a long day. We were initially planning on doing this podcast down at Main 24, but
our plans got thwarted.
Yeah, my extension cord got stolen, which did happen.
Dicks.
It was my responsibility. It was my fault. I left it at a place and it got stolen. So,
tisk tisk.
Yeah.
Extension cord got stolen. I didn't think we needed it. So we're back at Jared's place now doing the podcast. But our plan was last week we had all gone off to different places for the Thanksgiving holiday. So now we're back, minus Alan, plus Kate.
Hi. Yeah.
And yeah, we've got all these beers we got from our travels afar. Plus, we've been drinking all day because we've been at Main 24.
All day.
Yeah.
So, if you're not from Chattanooga and you don't know what Main Times 24 is, it is a 24-hour street festival from 8 a.m. Saturday to 8 a.m. Sunday that takes place in the south side of Chattanooga, and it is anything and everything all day long.
That's fun. Yeah. Have you made it, Kate, to like 8 o'clock Sunday morning?
No. God, no. You think I can stay out that long?
The longest I've made it was I made it to about 4 a.m. one year. And then it's just like, I want to get home and go to bed.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I was awake until 4 a.m.
What goes on down there at 8 a.m. on Sunday?
I don't know.
Like, do they just bleed it into a brunch?
On Main 24, I have no idea.
Huh.
This is a mystery.
Yeah.
So if you've ever stayed at Main Times 24 until like the very end on Sunday, tweet at Brew Chat or like comment or something and tell us, what's it like? What's the best thing that happens after hours?
Yeah. I want to know what the very last thing is. Like, how does Main 24 end?
Yeah, how does it end?
What's the big bang?
It would make sense to me to do the fireworks at the end.
At 8 in the morning on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like when the sun's coming up?
Yeah.
Then you can't see them.
Yeah, but
That's
you
true.
Made it.
But maybe at like maybe 5 a.m. or something.
I liked our fireworks that we got to see tonight. That was a lot of fun.
I like,
we
they scared
right
the
there.
Shit out of me.
They scared the shit out of a lot of people.
They scared
went,
the
boom.
Daylights yeah. out of Tanner.
No, they it legitimately scared the shit out of me tonight. It went off. I don't know. I didn't realize I was in this sort of mindset, but it went off and I went into like, where's Heather and everybody?
Oh my God,
like,
it's going down.
You were in yeah. panic mode for
yeah.
a minute.
I went, it sent me into panic mode. I thought we were being attacked or something because it went off right there on the corner of the choo-choo, just boom.
Yeah.
It legitimately scared the shit out of me.
Right,
it really
like
did.
On the roof of Stir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It legitimately scared the shit out
it
of me.
It was cool looking though. So props to yeah. whoever was in charge of the fireworks because they looked good.
Once again, though, my highlight was that chili cook-off.
Oh, yeah. That was super good.
It's my highlight every year. I wish they would have it a little later.
Mm.
Like, do that for dinner time.
Ooh, that would
yeah,
be good, though.
I really yeah. wish they would do that.
Though, I do think that, like, when the weather's cooler, like it was last year, like, having chili during the day to just, like, build that ooh, warm yeah. foundation and get yep. that, like, inner, like, warm jacket going, that would be good. I do wish, like, today's weather was beautiful. It was sunny, mid-60s, a little tiny bit of a breeze. I wish it had been beautiful. Like 4 or 5 degrees cooler
mm-hmm.
because that would have been perfect outdoor chili eating weather.
Yeah.
But I'm not complaining a bit about this year's weather because when you were on Main Street, and I guess it's western part of Main Street mm-hmm. where all those buildings are and they're taller and you get in kind of that wind tunnel and it was cooler, that felt great.
Yeah. No, last year it was cold as hell. We got down there and
yeah, it was,
we had a space heater going outside. Yeah.
That's
because
why people
it was so
stopped
cold.
By just so they could like borrow our heat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last year was fun, but the weather was not.
No.
I
went to Chat Whiskey. Like one of the first things I did last year was I got a mimosa, drank it, watched the parade, and then went to Chat Whiskey. And they were doing hot toddies and spiked hot chocolate. I did a tour and then got a hot toddy and warmed up. And that was the best way to warm up was with a hot toddy.
Yeah, that's a nice way to start.
And what's a hot toddy? It's apple juice?
It's whiskey. Hot whiskey, like cinnamon cider-ish type yeah. drink.
Okay.
But they're super good.
Or like tea with whiskey and
yeah.
something like that. It's like a hot drink with whiskey.
Yeah,
yeah, they're super good.
That sounds good. No, I like the highlight for me, though, is always that chili.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, and that first chili they had today, right when you came in where we started, mm-hmm. I know you didn't have it, Jared, because it had meat in it, but that for me was the pick. Every chili we had the rest of that day went downhill from there.
Yeah, that one was super mm-hmm. good. Started super strong. And then the last one that I had today, I don't know if I just wasn't listening or if I was distracted or what. And I'm really sorry to whoever was talking to me at this moment, but they said that it was like something, something, something bison chili. And I love bison burgers. So I was like, yes, hit me. I want that right now.
Seven pepper, bison, and venison chili.
So that's what it was. I took a bite of it and was like, oh my God, that's super spicy. And then I remembered that it was seven pepper, venison and bison chili, and it must have been the seven hottest peppers in the world because oh my God, my mouth was on fire. I ate about 3 spoonfuls.
That's the one
of
you were
it
dumping out.
I dumped it out because it tasted really good. It had the meat had really good flavor, but it was so spicy I couldn't eat it, so I had to get rid of it. And then I went to get a beer just to like wash my mouth out. And beer does not help quell burning from spice.
Get you drunk at all quicker.
It does.
That's what I like. That's why I like spicy food with beer.
Good for you.
Because it's just like, let me drink more.
Well, an IPA can go really well with some spicy food.
Yeah.
Because it complements the flavor. It just increases the spiciness. Yes.
That was one thing at that chili cook-off that kind of disappointed me. Is it's like you've got this thing where you've got different, sure, you've got different just businesses that have come out. It's like, Joe over here at Window World makes good chili. That's one thing. But then you've got restaurants coming out that are showing off their chili, trying mm-hmm. to win this competition. And the beers they had there were Big River IPA and Yeehaw Dunkel.
Which,
and
by
then
the
like
way,
Miller
awesome.
Lite or something.
Yeah, Yeehaw Dunkel is awesome with chili.
Like, if you're at a food thing, bring more beers.
Yeah, bring more beers.
Yeah.
More choices.
Yeehaw Dunkel. Great.
I had the IPA.
Yeah, that's what I was drinking.
Speaking of IPAs.
IPA is good, but the Yeehaw Dunkel is better with chili. It's like a dark beer, really malty. Yeah, speaking of beers.
Speaking of,
yeah, you weren't her segue.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So speaking of IPAs from North Carolina, I brought back Natty Green's Thicket Autumn IPA. And as I've mentioned in earlier episodes, my family is from North Carolina, so I go there to see them for the holidays. And I've brought back some Natty Green's beer for shows in the past. And if you remember, like, episode, I don't know, like late 90s, maybe it was the 100th episode.
No, it was the 100th episode.
So, okay. Yeah. We had Natty Green's Smoked Peach IPA that all of us were like, we tasted, it was one of those beers that we didn't expect to like as much as we did. So I'm super excited to try this autumn IPA here.
Let's crack her open. Yeah. So you went back to, where was it, North Carolina?
Yeah, I went back to North Carolina.
I went to Florida. I'm not from there, but my family does a new weird Thanksgiving tradition of going down there after my granddad died. Where did you go off to, Jared?
I went to North Carolina with Heather's family. We had a great old time over there. Helicopter pilot got my drone stuck in a tree. It's a lot of fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you got it down.
And then we got it down. The whole family got
together.
Did
I do a good job pouring that?
Yeah, it was glorious.
Started throwing shit at it.
This smells really good.
Smells like autumn. Not that you could hear me say that, but I just said that this beer smells like autumn.
But yeah, you got your drone down?
Yeah, we got it down. We were tossing giant ass walnuts at it. You know, the size, they're like this big. You can't see that. It's about the size of a pool ball.
Yeah.
And just hurling walnuts at it because we had a bunch of rocks, but we were like, oh, we don't want to throw rocks because there's cars over there and like a house. And so.
But walnuts,
giant ass walnuts. And they had kind of rotted anyway. So when they landed, they sort of exploded as it was. Like, you're not going to break a window with one of those. But it was just on a little tiny twig, but that was still attached to the tree and it was stuck. And eventually one of the family grabbed a big fuck off stick that I called the equalizer and hurled it at it and just hit it. And the whole fucking thing just snapped and fell down. So I was able to sync the drone with the remote and, air quotes, lift off. Before it hit the ground. And so I saw it go down one side of a hill and then it just came up the other side after it fell. And I was like,
nice.
It was so much fun. Yeah, it was great.
This smells kind of dirty.
Not
a little
like
dirty.
Not like unclean dirty.
Yeah.
No, but
that doesn't sell it very well, Kate.
No, but like earthy.
Earthy. Yeah, like dirt. Dirt.
Yeah, just
dirt-esque.
Like mossy.
Yeah.
Like an old log is what I smell out of it.
Natty Green's beer seems to bring out the most colorful descriptions out of all of us.
Well, I smell some leaves, like some old leaves in here, like in the woods, but I smell an old log, like an old mossy log.
That's kind of what autumn smells like, though. Yeah,
that's true, like old leaves and stuff.
Falling leaves, and then when it rains and they get all gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird, but I can smell like a moisture in it, like if it was like a wet,
like
wooded,
wet leaves.
Wooded realm.
It's pretty
I'm
hoppy.
Usually not a huge IPA person, but this one's not really that difficult to drink.
Maybe just because I've been drinking all day, but maybe it's just because IPA is not something I want right now. But I think this is pretty hoppy. I would say it's got some funk to it too.
Yeah, definitely. My dad's a bigger IPA drinker than I am, and he had a case of this in our fridge, and he was like, "Hey, you and your friends would like this," so I brought some back, and now it's here.
I like this. Yeah. What part of North Carolina is this from?
This is from Greensboro, which is in the Piedmont. It is in Guilford.
Piedmont. That sounds so fancy.
Oh, I know. It's in the Piedmont region of North Carolina in Guilford County, which is about 20 minutes down the road from where I went to grad school.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
Nice.
I can't tell if their label is designed like this or if it's on there crooked and it's kind of bothering me.
Probably on there a little bit crooked.
Yeah, I was wondering that. No, it's definitely crooked now that I'm looking at the side.
Yeah.
It was bugging me there for a minute.
But yeah, I also brought a North Carolina beer since that's where I was.
Well, let's talk about this Hazy Sunrise.
Okay,
I brought that back real quick since we're already sipping on
it. Sipping on
but no, I went down to New Smyrna Beach in Florida, and I brought back I don't even know if this is a Florida beer. I just kind of grabbed some stuff. Yeah, it's a Florida beer. It's from Lakeland, Florida. Tomoka Tamaka Brewing Company in Lakeland, Florida. And it's got flavor text.
Yeah.
What's that glorious golden glow streaming out from the hazy morning heavens? It's a light and refreshing Hefeweizen with a kiss of Florida citrus. Brewed with wheat and Pilsner-based malts, this easy-drinking beer is great any time of day with no judgment from us. They need a better designer. Putting yellow on orange is a bad idea.
That's rough.
It's
hard to read, yeah.
Good beer, though.
Yeah, it's a good beer. I like it. It's a...
wheat ale brewed with oranges, 5% ABV.
It smells a lot like that Mill Creek Little Darlin citrus wheat beer.
It does.
That's what it smells like to me.
It's super citrusy on the nose.
I really love citrus smell.
Wheat ale brewed with oranges. It's 5% with 12 IBUs. It's very easy to drink.
I was slicing up some oranges and lemons to put in my sangria, and then my entire kitchen smelled like oranges and lemons, and I was like, yes, this is... If my kitchen could smell like this all the time, that would be marvelous.
I don't anymore since my garbage disposal broke. I need to get a new one, but I used to just shove... orange rinds. Maybe that's why it's broken, to be honest.
That's actually supposed to be good for your garbage disposal.
Yeah, just orange rinds. It would smell so good. That's why I did it. But yeah, what did you bring? What were you talking about, Jared?
Okay, so I brought... Let me grab it over here. The Good Fight Sour Pale Ale. And this is from Bramari. And that's B-H-R-A-M-A-R-I. Bramari Brewing in Asheville, North Carolina.
Ooh, Asheville,
just like everything else.
Hippie town.
This is a blah, 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 where'd you go? Oh, sour pale ale, right, like I said. It's hoppy, sour, and refreshing, 5.6% ABV, 20 IBUs, so not even that hoppy, really. And I also think it's not that sour, but we'll open it up and see. The good fight is always worth fighting. It's facing the sour notes in life and battling to turn each into its own juicy reward. This sour pale ale might at first be tart, but we aggressively dry hopped it for a juicy passion fruit punch that knocks out with an elegant malty finish. You've won this round. Enjoy this juicy reward and fight on. And yeah, I really think it's more like a pale ale and less like a sour. The sour part's really just like a citrusy finish.
I'm actually really excited about this. Yes. Yeah. I like their logo design, too.
Yeah, it's neat.
I mean, it's very aggressive, but...
Yeah, it's this...
Got a lot of different colors going on.
This chick with a whole bunch of makeup and short black hair and boxing gloves and tattoos and a tank top, and she's just like...
She kind of looks
badass.
She kind of looks like a badass hipster Snow White.
Yeah.
I get like a hipster Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah, kind of like that. And she's got tattoos all over her arms. There's a pirate ship and an anchor, and I think it says Lucy or something, or Lucky. She's got one of the tattoos is like a spider web on her neck. And so let's go ahead and try this.
Pouring the beer.
Ooh, it's pretty. It's kind of like a lemonade-y color.
I kind of like doing the podcast over here at your place, Jared. Yeah, it's a nice change.
Ooh, it's got that nice citrus on the nose.
Yeah, it's really citrusy.
Damn.
That's going to be the sour part that you get to. It's like lemony, here we citrus go. Sour.
I don't like sour beer, so we'll see
how
this goes.
Smells a little like cleaning product a little bit.
Maybe a little. That's probably the lemony.
Ooh, it starts off kind of sour, but then it finishes like not sour.
Wow, I don't get a whole lot. Like, it's not bad by any means, but it just goes down so smooth that I almost don't notice it.
Yeah, it's really light.
What's the ABV on this?
5.6%.
It's more than I would have guessed.
Yeah, I would have guessed in the fours.
Yeah, 4.5 or something. But yeah, no.
That'll sneak up on you.
It will. Thanks, Bamari Brewing. They had a couple other beers that I saw there, but I can only fit so much on the way back. But check out some of the other Bamari Brewing beers because their artwork is all really cool.
Ooh.
And their beers sounded really good. I couldn't.
I get a taste that's almost like a limoncello on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a lemon tart. A lemon meringue pie. That's sort of what I get on the back end.
Oh my gosh. My grandpa, God rest his soul, he loved a lemon meringue pie.
Mm.
And I remember my mom and I used to make him lemon meringue pies. And we had to make two at a time because he could eat an entire lemon meringue pie just by himself.
Oh my goodness.
So we needed to make a lemon meringue pie for him. Excuse me. And then one for the rest of us. But I remember juicing lemons and making meringue and toasting everything. And oh my God, so much sweetened condensed milk.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandpa, God, he loved his lemon meringue pie. And I hope heaven is filled with lots of them for him.
This does have that lemon meringue pie taste. It's kind of like a key lime pie, but with lemon, like key lemon.
Yeah. Is there a different, like, what's the difference between limes and key limes? Is it just that they're grown in, like, the Keys area of Florida?
I've never thought about it, actually.
That's a good question.
Is there any taste difference, or do they just say, oh, key lime, it's from Florida, so they can market it differently?
I personally have no real taste difference between limes and lemons.
Oh, there's definitely
a difference. So I'm definitely not going to be able to pick out a taste difference between limes and key limes.
I can smell the difference between a lime and a lemon, but I don't know that I could give you a taste difference.
You'd be able to if you had like a mojito with lemon instead of lime juice.
That's true.
Yeah.
You would definitely be able to tell the difference.
I could tell it in a beer, but I've never really noticed how much of that is just the style of beer informing my opinion of what a lime tastes like or, you know, vice versa.
Yeah.
I'd say a lemon is more sour and a lime is like zestier.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Maybe if that's the best.
Like, but if it's zesty, why isn't there lime zest?
There is lime zest. It's like lemon zest, but with a lime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And that's
essentially a cheese grater and you just like,
yeah, that's what you put in key lime pie. Mm-hmm. Or like when I want lime zest to put in cupcakes or something.
Okay.
Yeah. And like, I want a lemon in my sweet tea and a lime in my bourbon and diet.
Okay.
I'm hearing that key limes are smaller than your typical limes, and there are more seeds, and they have a higher acidity.
Okay, so what's the advantage? Just like more flavor?
Limier.
Okay. And Persian limes are the standard limes that you get? Okay, we're just getting in from the front lines.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Yeah. So what is it? Persian limes are the standard limes. Key limes are smaller. There's more seeds and they're more acidic.
And they have a thinner rind.
So does that mean they're easier to zest? Or this is what I need next time I bake and need limes.
Yeah, you need key limes.
Yeah.
I need to get me some key limes. And then there's like lemons and Meyer lemons. And Meyer lemons are like twice the size. Or twice the price, rather. They're half the size, twice the price.
That seems like what you would want to get a bunch of kids for lemonade. It's like, the lemons are bigger, kid. Just go.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what else we got here? We got a couple tall boys going on. What's going on with
these? I want to crack open this one because I didn't notice until the other day that I've been to this. This is as local as you can get to where I was. And it is the Ponce Inlet Light. From Ormond Brewing Company. I was at Ormond Beach. That's like what they call the overall beach where I was at.
Okay.
And they have this big lighthouse, which I've eaten at a restaurant there a couple years ago. And I didn't realize. I just went in and grabbed beers that I hadn't seen before.
That's a good way to do it.
That's exactly. I had no rhyme or reason. It was just like, oh, I've not seen these beers before. I'm going to take those back for the show.
Yeah.
And just happened to grab this, and it is literally brewed like 5 miles as the crow flies from where we were staying. But it's the Ponce Inlet Light Blonde Ale from Ormond Brewing Company, and it's got some flavor text here. Oh. In 1887, the Ponce Inlet Lighthouse, I'm not going to read this whole thing like that. In 1887, the Ponce Inlet Lighthouse was constructed to guide sailors safely to shore along Florida's sprawling coastline. With an ever-expanding ocean of craft beers, let our Ponce Inlet Light Blonde guide your taste buds into harbor. Crisp and malty, this sessionable blonde ale boasts a bright and buoyant snap that will keep you refreshed and afloat. While it's high on flavor, it's 4.9 ABV will keep you from getting shipwrecked.
That's the most Florida flavor text I've ever heard in my entire life.
It's like, drink it.
Drink it. It'll keep you afloat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the definition of flavor text implies a little bit of pontification, though.
Oh, I'm sure. I just realized we will have 3 blonde ales on the show tonight.
That's all right. I like a good blonde every now and again.
Oh, yes, it's me now.
Yeah, I've got some pictures I may put up with this podcast of the Ponce Inlet Lighthouse.
Nice.
Ooh. Y'all, the lighthouse itself.
I'm learning how to pour beer tonight, and I'm doing a good job.
Yeah, you're getting you're much better.
Yeah, I mean, it's not too difficult, but it's amazing how many people fuck it up, like Hillary Clinton.
Never going to let it go.
We're going to be 10 years down the road, like three elections or whatever.
There's a head like, joke Hillary, somewhere in that.
People will be voting that forget who Hillary Clinton was, and we're still going to be joking about that. Because that was such a shitty pour of beer in that picture.
It was pretty
bad. It was horrible. I mean, it was...
There's a head you know, joke eight, somewhere in all
it was
of this.
Oh, yeah, said. It's there. Well, Bill knows what it is. 100%.
Done. Ooh.
I like this beer, though. Mm. It's super, super easy to drink.
This could be a really good beer pong beer.
Yeah, I mean, it's a light beer. It's like if somebody tried to brew a Budweiser or something. Tried it to blue.
If someone Are you tried French to brew now? Their own, brew their own Budweiser. It's kind of sweet.
It's super sweet, yeah.
It's light,
I can't
medium
tell.
Bodied, but it's I don't know, it's... A little much for me. I wouldn't want this for beer pong, personally.
I want to drink this on a clear palate because I think I'm only thinking it's sweet because I drank it just after this sour beer.
Mm, that could be.
Because it's like when you drink something right after drinking lemonade.
Mm.
Especially Chick-fil-A's lemonade because Chick-fil-A's lemonade is super, super tart. And I have to put like 3 packets of sugar in there to get it to where I can drink it.
Damn.
No, it sort of smells like an artificial like fruit taste. Kind of like how fruit snacks smell.
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, I can't remember the last time I had fruit snacks either.
Right, because you're an adult and you eat just real fruit now.
Or I've had braces for 8 months and I'm ready That's to get true, these yeah. stupid things off.
And we'll have a big box of fruit snacks waiting for you.
No, you want to know what I really want as the first thing I eat when I get these things off is a big old bag of Starbursts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I love Starbursts.
What's your favorite Starburst color?
Orange.
Orange?
Yes.
Really? I like that pink.
I like that pink, too.
That pink's good.
Red's you know, they second. Made... red is my second as well. They made a bag of just pink Starburst as like a limited edition thing.
I feel like that's kind of like cheating.
I do too. I wouldn't buy that because I feel like
I like the adventure of going through the bag and picking out the orange
yeah.
ones.
Yeah.
And hating the I hate the red rest. Ones. Yeah.
The red ones? The red ones are all right. The yellows are terrible.
The yellows are terrible.
Yellows are the worst by far. But those red ones. Because the red ones in the right light, they look like pink ones.
Yeah.
And they'll fool you. Yeah. And then you pop. And eventually, it may not be the first time, may not be the second time, but eventually that red Starburst is going to trick you into thinking it's a fucking pink Starburst. Yep. And you're going to pop it in your mouth and you're going to realize real quick it's not pink.
It is
you
not
know, there's right. a variety. There's like a variety pack of Starburst that are the tropical flavored and mm-hmm. the red ones are fruit punch flavored. And those are ballin'. Those are so good.
Those. I don't know. I feel like when you said that, I feel like those would taste like the jungle juice.
No.
Remember they used to have that in school? Yeah.
No, it literally tastes like fruit punch. It's so good. I love those. I remember back in like May or June. I don't remember what the occasion was at work, but there were Starburst at my office. And it was like right after I got my mm-hmm. braces or I hadn't had them for very long. And they had a couple of watermelons, a couple of fruit punches, and then a couple of orange ones. And I was like, I can't eat these now, but I'm going to keep them and keep them in my desk until I get them off because yeah. Starbursts do not go bad.
No, they don't.
And I have had those in my desk. And I every time I open my drawer, I look at them and I'm like, the day I get these braces off, the day I get them off, this is the first thing I'm eating. So, and that's just what I think.
So I've never had braces. Is there a reason you can't just put it in your mouth and just kind of...
Because, when you have braces, you can't have anything chewy. Like, I can't...
Yeah, but...
There's no gum, no, like, chewy fruit snacks, no chewy candy. Anything that could get stuck in the brackets or the wires, and when you pick it out, it'll, like, cause it to break or come off your teeth. So you can't, like, chew on ice
but if you have a if you have a Starburst in your mouth, you can just suck on it until it dissolves.
Yeah, but that's no fun.
You still get the flavor, and you can just like...
There are ways to work the system. I'm a good girl, and I don't do this because the more I follow the rules, the quicker I get these things off.
That's fair.
This is also the fourth time I've had braces, so I've been around the block a few times.
What? How does that work?
I had braces three...
I thought you just got them once. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I thought you just got them once, and that was like...
Well, normal people only get braces once, and then they're done, but my mouth is messed up and has been giving me problems since I was 7 years old, so it is never ending for me. Literally anything short of headgear has been in my mouth.
Giggity. Whoa.
No, definitely not giggity.
So wait, you got this happened. This is the fourth time you've gotten braces and mm-hmm. gone off and had normal teeth and just gone about your life. And they're like, oh, yeah, we think you need some braces again.
This is a story for like not on the show and not on the record. But the short version is, I had spacers, expanders, lip bumpers, braces, literally anything you can imagine. I didn't even know what a lip bumper was. And then my orthodontist was like, I'm going to put this in your mouth and it's going to make room for your teeth to grow in. And I was just like, cool. And then my absolute nightmare of a day in third grade on picture day, when I got in the line for picture day and I forgot to take my freaking lip bumper out. So you can see this like bulge in the bottom of my jaw in my third grade yearbook picture. And then I had braces then, and then I had them again in later elementary school, and then I had them again in middle school, and I finally got them off in eighth grade, and I had like a retainer for a while, and then they gave me a permanent retainer, which is basically just like a real thin wire they glue to the back of your teeth.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
No, it's actually great because you don't see it, you don't feel it. Mm. They literally just glue it and you forget about it until it breaks and stops doing its job. And I had a permanent retainer on the bottom of my teeth, and I had it from like mid high school until late last year, I guess about this time last year. And I went to the dentist and the guy was like, you know, your bottom retainer ain't really doing its job. And I was just like, okay, can you take it off? He was like, well, if I do that, then it'll mess up your teeth and you're going to have to get braces. And I was like, okay, I think I need them anyway. So like, can you just take it off? And he was like, no, you have to go to an orthodontist to do that. And I was just like,
yeah, yeah, that's how they get you.
Yeah. So anyway, I ended up taking a bite of an apple and it broke off anyway. So it didn't really matter,
so
but
fuck
yeah.
Maybe you just have a real shiesty orthodontist.
No, that was my dentist, but I probably do anyway.
Maybe they're in cahoots.
God, I hope not.
Of course they are. Dentists,
yeah, they're in cahoots, and they're like, they're going home. It's like, yeah, this Robertson bitch. Like, I told her she needs braces again. You want to get some more shots? Yeah.
Oh,
like,
God.
They're in cahoots.
They're in cahoots to get me to pay more money.
Yeah.
That's what they're all about.
That's, I'm telling you, that's it could be.
Yeah, the good news is I was looking at getting Invisalign, and when I went to the orthodontist and talked to him about it, his estimated timeline for me and Invisalign was like 2 years. And I was like, no, I am not.
Are they having to invent plastic?
I don't know. But I was just like, okay, so what's my timeline for braces? And he was like, I could probably have you out of them in less than a year. And I was like, I will deal with braces for a shorter, more efficient timeline.
Yeah.
So I was like, sorry, Invisalign.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're saying to wear them. I thought you meant for them to have them made.
No.
It's been a long day.
Yeah. I will sacrifice vanity for an expedient timeline in this case.
Way more efficient.
Yeah.
That's my rant about orthodontics, guys.
Nice. See, I've never had braces. My side teeth are a little crooked, but I've never had to have braces, so I've always sort of...
I never had braces. My bottom teeth are pretty crooked. It's kind of like...
Well, I can recommend an orthodontist to you if you ever need one.
Can
well,
you?
No.
Do I really want to go to that orthodontist?
He seems like...
No, this guy's actually really good.
It's the dentist that's a douche.
But maybe he's just convinced you he's really good. Maybe you're going in there, and I go in there, he's like, yeah, we're going to have to pull all your teeth.
No. He was actually recommended by the orthodontist I went to when we lived in Atlanta, who was probably the best orthodontist we ever had. And by we, I mean me and my mom, because my mom actually had braces for a little bit too. Mm. And I was so mad because she got hers off on my birthday. And I was just like, really? Really? And I was like 14 at the time, so I was like extra salty.
And you were getting them on for like the third time.
Yep.
Or, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, she was getting hers off and I was getting them on and I was like, this is not fair at all.
When you go to the dentist or whoever for that and they're like, yeah, it looks like we're going to need to put some more braces on here. Is that just like, really? Again?
Well,
like, is that what that, I mean, that's how I would get, I feel.
I mean, for me, like, it was like that, but braces are one of those things that they'll tell you like a month or two in advance because they have to like order the wires and order the brackets and every mouth is different and all sorts of stuff like that. So it was a thing that I had been anticipating and then they just, like the slot they just happened to schedule me happened to be for my birthday, but it was one of those things they had told me like 2 months in advance and I was just like, really, we have to do this on my birthday? And of course, as a 14-year-old, I was in my like wannabe emo phase anyway, because most 14-year-olds go through that kind of phase. So I was just like, really?
No, that, yeah, I would get real tired of that. Oh, sorry, I had to burp. We get really tired of that. Well, I had to announce it, I felt, if now it's just a thing. But yeah, I don't know. I would get really tired if I went in and.
Want to know what I just thought of when you said, but there's an episode of How I Met Your Mother of when Robin is giving, is it Robin? Yeah. When she's giving a presentation and she says.
She's doing her newscast.
Yeah. No, she's doing her newscast. Yeah. That's what it is. I wasn't a huge How I Met Your Mother fan, but I did watch like two seasons. And her these students start playing this drinking game of whenever she says, but and then they just get hammered. And then they tell her about it and they all get hammered together. And it was one of those things that I was like, Robin, how does this not get you to stop saying, but and learn how to speak like a normal human? This is why I could not watch that show. Also because Ted Mosby is the worst character ever invented.
He's a horrible character.
Yeah, he's pretty lame.
Did you watch that show?
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
I liked it overall for all of the supporting characters and the antics are fun. But Ted Mosby is a miserable piece of shit.
I like Allison Hannigan.
See, I don't like she gets on my nerves.
Wait, which one is she?
The redhead.
She was Willow and Buffy.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
The lesbian witch.
Gotcha.
But I liked the show. I liked some of the running jokes that it would have.
Yeah, it's clever.
I became more of a. I don't know. That show was weird. Actually,
it rewards longtime viewers and stuff.
Yeah, it. I didn't really. I liked the antics, but I didn't really like any of the characters. Mm-hmm. But I continued to watch the show just because I liked the dynamic.
Yeah, the shit they got into.
Yeah.
And stuff. Yeah.
I didn't really like any of the characters.
That's
though.
A good way to put it. That you like the situations the characters got into and the dynamics they had with each other, but maybe not necessarily each of them individually.
I would never watch a show about any one of those characters individually.
Oh,
I don't
heavens
care.
No! Yeah, I hated
don't give
all
a shit
of them.
About
no,
any
sounds,
of them
individually. It sounds like a terrible.
That
show.
Was why I couldn't get into it. Like my best friend loved How I Met Your Mother, and I've known so many people who have loved it. So I saw it on Netflix and was like, okay, I've watched Friends like 10 times. I guess I should try something new. And as much as Ross drove me crazy, Ted Mosby was 10 times worse.
Yeah,
like
and
there
he was
were
the
times.
Main character.
There were times I wanted to reach through and grab Ross Geller by the shoulders and shake him and be like, "What are you doing? Like you are an idiot." And then I did that in the first episode of How I Met Your Mother with Ted and was like, "Oh my god, I'm never going to make it through this series." And
well,
I didn't.
Yeah,
I made it through
2.5 seasons. The ending of that show sucks.
It's awful.
I don't even remember exactly what it was, but it's just, it's not good.
It's like your mother, or like your real mother's dead, and this is, I don't know, whatever it was.
Yeah, and I'm going to go ask Robin out, which is what you were trying to do in the first episode, fucker.
Yeah, and then you like ran, you like slipped up and you're like, I love you, and she's like, what? And then she runs away because you scared her to death. Oh my god, Ted, no. Ugh, I can't. No.
God, that show frustrates the hell out of me.
The one thing that I do remember about that show that I liked was the episode where Ted and Marshall go on the road trip and they have that Proclaimer song on repeat in the car because it's on a cassette that's stuck in Marshall's car.
Oh my god.
And for like the entire road trip, they're like, but I would walk 500
miles. Yeah, you gotta cut it there. Nope.
We can't sing anymore.
Yeah, can't sing it.
We don't have to listen to that song.
We'll get in trouble. And we might have to pay money.
Oh.
To the Proclaimers.
No, we shut it down.
Walk
just
500 miles to come get it from us.
I should. Oh my God! If the Proclaimers ever sent me some sort of court subpoena, I will move my legal address to 500 miles from wherever they are. Be like, will you walk 500 miles? Because you're going to have to come serve the subpoena.
Well, to be fair, they would walk 1,000 miles.
Was it 500? Was it 5,000?
500 more.
But wasn't it 5,000 as well?
No.
No, it's 500.
Doesn't it escalate each time?
No, it's 500 miles and 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
But doesn't it escalate each course where it's like the first time it's like, I would walk 500 miles.
No.
And then it's like, I would walk 1,000.
No, it's not how
I would walk 5,000. It's just, it doesn't escalate.
No. It's just wrong. No, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's entirely wrong.
Just if only.
No.
That would make it an even better drinking song.
Right, yeah, because you could keep it going forever.
Forever and ever.
Those are my memories of How I Met Your Mother, is that episode and hating Ted Mosby.
Yeah, that show fell into a weird crack, I think, where it was created, because you got to think that shows are conceptualized and created a good 2 years before we actually see the pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with that in mind, that show was created at this weird time where we were coming out of this mode of where TV shows are very formulaic.
Mm-hmm.
Like Seinfeld's very formulaic. You can pretty much turn on any of, even though there's sort of a story that goes along like Jerry and Elaine and whatnot, but it pretty much always comes back to ground zero and is the same. So you can watch an episode in season 3 just as easily as you could watch an episode in season 7.
Right.
And How I Met Your Mother came out when that was sort of going out the window a little bit. They had that formulaic aspect and it was set up for that, but their story wasn't set up for that. And that was weird to me. It was always weird to me that they did that.
Kind of clunky.
Yeah, it just, I don't know, it made the story seem forced in a way.
Yeah.
Like where there would be things that happen. It's like, why is this happening again? They could have just went here and hung out and I would have been fine watching that. But there's been all this drama for no reason.
Play some other stupid drinking game or like an I dare you to, or like you can't say this phrase kind of game.
Yeah. Well, like another good example is the show New Girl. I feel leans really into the fact that one of its strengths is it has some of those well-written male characters, as far as they're just well-rounded, like they're people. They're not macho guys or anything like this. They're just well-rounded. They seem like real people. They've had entire episodes where it's just about this drinking game they play, and that's it.
You've mentioned that game before.
Yeah, or like the Community D&D episode. It's got these characters playing this fun game. Let's watch this and be entertained.
And it is very entertaining. Those episodes are so good.
No, it's good. It's a total bottle episode. But let that transpire. And I feel that How I Met Your Mother never really... That was a weird show. And it was on CW, which I feel is a weird network anyway.
I have tried to watch New Girl on Netflix, and I got through about 2 episodes. Maybe, okay.
The worst part about that show is Zooey Deschanel.
Really? Because I hated her.
Yeah, that's the worst part about that show.
I don't like her character. Yeah. I think she plays that character well. I just don't like that character.
No, she is there as the glue to hold everything into place for the start of it.
Gotcha.
But all of the male characters are so phenomenal.
Okay, good.
They're so good.
That gives me a little bit of hope for the show.
Like, and there's one of them that may be my spirit animal. I'm just like, man, that's me.
There are times I think that I'm a nice blend of like Monica and Rachel from Friends. I'm like super organized and like the kind of type A that Monica is, although not to the exact same extent she is. But I also have like little bits of Rachel and a little bit of Phoebe in me.
So I don't know what any of that means. I didn't watch Friends. I have watched it, but not
it's
to that degree.
Not that great.
Oh, I love it. It's.
I watched it because it was in between The Simpsons and Seinfeld, I believe.
Gotcha.
So that's why I watched it.
That's why I watched Sailor Moon growing up, because it always came on before Pokemon.
There you go.
Those are interesting shows, I think. I watched Grey's Anatomy for a number of years because it came, or at least the last 30 minutes of Grey's Anatomy, because it would always come on right before Lost. Okay. And I wasn't going to miss Lost.
Was Lost your show?
Lost was my show. Yeah. For years, I mean, I was like, there, like Wednesday and Thursday nights, 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I was there watching that show. Like, but I wasn't even gonna like stream that when it came on.
Yeah,
it's like I'm watching this shit live.
Did you say Wednesday and Thursday nights?
Yeah, they switched time slots at some point. I can't remember when.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant.
But
like,
yeah, I think initially I can't remember exactly, but I think initially it started on like Wednesdays at 8, and then it moved to Thursdays at 8 or something. Okay. But yeah, switched time slots if I remember correctly. But yeah, it's like that was my show.
Best thing about that show for me was Josh Holloway.
Josh Holloway. I liked him. Sawyer. Yeah.
He's a good looking dude too.
I like that dude. Yeah. He was one of my favorite characters. But no, that show was amazing. I don't even remember where I was going with that. I got caught up in Lost Fantasies, but yeah, but that was a good show. If anybody's not watched it, check it out.
I feel like it was on Netflix at one point. I can't remember if it still
is or
not.
I think it still is. Yeah.
I need to watch it.
It's thick though. It's,
yeah.
It's real long-winded, I'll say that. For what they try to say with the series, it takes 6 seasons to say it, and they could have said it in 3.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Season 1's cool.
Season 2
2 is not as good, and then it just gets shitty.
Oh.
I wouldn't say shitty.
Yeah, it gets shitty.
I wouldn't say shitty, but things happen.
We've talked about this before because the writer's strike happened.
Yeah.
And it killed Heroes and it killed Lost and it killed a whole bunch of other stuff.
It killed Heroes really bad.
It killed Heroes so bad. And they tried to bring it back recently and it's just not, it wasn't the same. It's just not good. That. Yeah.
Want to know what my other show was?
What's that?
Hawaii 5-0.
Hawaii.
The reboot.
That show. Yeah, that's
yeah,
a good
so
show.
Back in college, this was before I had Netflix, but my best friend Daniel, who I'm sure will be listening to this at some point, he had Netflix, and I got on the kick of, or I got on a kick for the Hawaii 5-0 reboot, and Hawaii 5-0 was originally a show back in like the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And which was also great. We discovered that the old series was on Netflix and he had Netflix at the time. So we would hang out on like Friday and Saturday nights and watch the old Hawaii 5-0 episodes. And the more we watched, we noticed there were so many obvious like sexist comments and racist and all sorts of just tropes and really stereotypical things. So we made a Hawaii 5-0 bingo game.
Nice. All right.
And it was great. We had, I mean, I just had a list of like 30 or 40 different like things that happened in almost every single episode. There was like the wave, the theme music, a Steve McGarrett one-liner, like a really stupid comment or like a mildly sexist comment or a pretty girl with bad makeup or a dead prostitute and all sorts of stuff. And we made a bingo game out of all of this and it was the best thing I ever did in college.
That's pretty good.
That show, I liked that that remake show. And it had Scott Kahn in it.
Yeah, he was Danny. He was Dano. He was
No, he wasn't Dano. He was the one that said, book him, Dano.
Scott Kahn? No, he was
no,
Dano.
No, he was Dano.
Yeah, he was Dano, the blonde guy.
Yeah, the blonde-headed guy with the daughter.
Yeah, and then Alex O'Loughlin, who is a dreamboat.
Book him, Dano. Yeah.
Yeah. Alex O'Loughlin was Steve McGarrett. And oh my God, such a dreamboat. And then Daniel.
You've got the character names like.
Oh my gosh. And then the guy who was on Heroes, the Asian guy.
Hiro Nakamura.
He's also in Lost.
He was?
Yeah.
I forget his name, but he was also on Hawaii 5-0. And then there's like the really big, like fur, like hairy guy who was on Lost was on Hawaii 5-0. And yeah, there were a whole bunch of people that I like recognized.
Hurley.
Yeah, him.
Yeah, Hurley was on Hawaii 5-0. And then Locke joined Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, really?
And then the really skinny Asian guy.
Daniel Day Kim.
Yes, him.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I didn't know he was in Heroes.
I think he was. He was on some other show. Maybe it wasn't Heroes.
I don't remember.
He was on.
There was another Asian guy in Heroes. Are you being racist?
There were a couple of them.
God, I hope not. Not with the climate of everything else.
Just accidentally. Now, Hawaii 5-0 was good, though. There was another show that came on around then called, I don't know, something about a plane disappearing or something. And
Lost.
I was super into it. No, it was another plane disappearing.
Flight something something.
I mean, there were a lot of flights that disappeared.
That's what it was called.
Yeah.
And they were pegging that as the new Lost. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be it. And I tuned into that show and it was horrible. From day one, that show was horrible.
Like in humans.
Yeah. Very much like Inhumans. Like, pretty much on par with it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
Which is Marvel's first bust. They've at least not busted no movies. So.
Beers. Yeah. We've got a couple beers left okay. to take down here.
So we have, both of these are from Cabarrus Brewing Company, which is also in North Carolina. My dad actually handpicked these for us. We have the Cabarrus Cotton Blonde Ale and the Vanilla Coffee Blonde Ale. So y'all pick which one you want to do next.
Let's do that Vanilla Coffee Blonde.
Yeah, right. I agree.
That sounds good.
My dad told me about this one weeks ago and had been telling me, you need to try this. I'll save some for you so you can take some back with you. He loved this one. And it's got this really cool kind of creamy looking color to it. Hence,
Ooh. Oh,
it's coffee blonde ale. I was going to say cream ale, but.
No, this is nice and blonde. It's really clear.
Yeah.
Looks super, super, super light bodied. It has some really good head retention, and
it bubbles really pretty too.
You can definitely smell the coffee vanilla. You said
coffee vanilla or vanilla coffee blonde, VCB from Cabarrus Brewing Company.
Oh, that's not bad.
Ooh, I like the smell.
I could work with that.
It looks like a vanilla. It's colored kind of like a syrup, like the vanilla syrup that I made at home.
Yeah, like something if you. If you go to like Waffle House and you order a vanilla Sprite.
Yeah, or if you go to like
a vanilla like mix.
Yeah, or if you go to like Starbucks and get a flavor shot, this is kind of, it's kind of colored like that vanilla syrup you get.
Yeah, but it is not thick like that. It's definitely super light and crisp. And you taste that vanilla, you definitely get the coffee.
Ooh, I get the coffee right on the bat, right off the bat.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Let's see if there's flavor text.
It's incredibly light.
It really is.
I'm not tasting it yet, but
here we got the sweet scent of roasting coffee has wafted from the S&D coffee plant across Cabarrus County since 1929. So it is only proper that we marry S&D French vanilla roast coffee with our signature Cabarrus Cotton Blonde Ale, which we are going to try next. S&D coffee is still 100% roasted in Cabarrus County, yet enjoyed in more restaurants than any coffee in America and a real gem in Cabarrus County history and economy. American-style blonde ale. Crisp, golden, and refreshing. This beer is the ale version of an American Pilsner using classic noble hops. It is a 4.7 ABV with a 15 IBU.
I like this a lot.
Yeah, actually, I didn't expect to like this.
I expected it to be darker, first of all. But it's a nice, light, hydrated piss colored shade.
Not inaccurate.
Yeah, it's not a color you would expect anything with coffee in it to be.
No, I was really waiting for it to be that dark, like roasted coffee color.
Yeah, that roasted coffee color, yeah, but it is not at all. I mean, it looks like maybe a light Saison or farmhouse ale or a pale ale. It's light as hell.
It smells so good, too.
It's a good one to have at the end of the night after we've been drinking all day.
Yeah.
I'm down to just like chill on
save
that last,
this last one.
Yeah, let's save that last
good
one.
On this.
All right, we are going to save the Cabarrus Cotton Blonde Ale
for
another episode.
Here. Yeah. No, it seems like an obvious statement, and I don't mean it to be, but it smells like a coffee shop. Mm-hmm. It's like where we'll have coffee beers that smell like coffee, but this one actually smells like a coffee shop. Like there's different scent, like there's a chocolatey thing in there, but then like there's also the vanilla, but there's like a chocolate that comes under that. Like, yeah, you can get different little hints of a coffee shop
like
in there.
It does smell like a coffee shop. Yeah. With like maybe some breakfast cooking in the background.
Yeah, where there's not any distinct coffee, but it's just an overall, like how an ice cream shop just has that general sweet smell to it. Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Speaking of ice cream shops, I went into Clumpy's the other day. Actually, it was my birthday, and I wanted to get some ice cream to go home and eat ice cream with my wine for my birthday. And I went in and they were making fresh waffle cones. And
that smells so good.
Y'all, if you've never smelled a fresh baked waffle cone, it is one of the best things you could ever smell in your entire life. So good.
It smells amazing.
I hate that smell. I used to work at Cold Stone Creamery. Bah, humbug.
No, I did. I hate that smell because I, it was my second job ever was at Cold Stone Creamery. And I left my first job to go work at Cold Stone Creamery because they give me better shit. Which was like, and this was before minimum wage was at $7.50 an hour or whatever it is now.
Yeah.
I was, minimum wage was $5.20 an hour.
Yep.
And that's what I was making.
Mm-hmm.
And so I left my other job to go there, and we would have to make waffle cones.
Yep.
Which are a bitch. You would just burn the shit out of your fingers.
Yep.
Constantly. But my clothing, it didn't matter if I washed it. It would have that sweet smell, like that cinnamony smell to the waffle cones. And I got so sick of smelling. Like, literally sick of smell. That's one of the reasons I quit that job was just the sweetness of, I mean, I could wash the clothes, whatever. That sweetness didn't come out.
See, I worked at an ice cream shop, but we didn't make our own cones. But I always smelled like ice cream.
Yeah.
Like various types of ice cream. And it was also on a dairy farm. So if I ever had to go back into the barn with the cows or anything, then I came back and I smelled like cows.
Mm. And you don't think of ice cream really having a smell.
No, yeah. But whenever I would have to go and like make ice cream during the day, I would come back and just like smell like whatever I was making.
Yeah. That's the part I liked there was making the ice cream. And I eventually worked up to where I was sort of cleaning and just making ice cream, which was the shit. Because at that time, evidently, I learned recently, Cold Stone doesn't sing anymore.
For birthdays?
No, they used to do this thing, at least when I worked there. Somebody could come in and drop 2 cents in the tip jar.
And then
they'd be like, tip, tap, hooray, tip, tap, hooray. And it's this whole thing, and we had these little stupid fucking jingles like, Cold Stone, you're at Cold Stone, we're a scooper duper family. Like, just super stupid little rhymes that were just knockoff songs of other songs.
That was the Flintstones song.
Yeah, we had Flintstones. That's the only one I can really remember. But we had Flintstones. We had most like popular telephone or like TV jingles.
Oh my goodness.
Around that time, we had some sort of Cold Stone song.
That's goofy.
And there was this one, call me not a true Tennessean, what have you, but our state song, Rocky Top, I hate it.
The state song?
Maybe. I don't think officially, but it might as well be.
I think it's, okay.
Yeah, I don't think officially, but it might as well. Kind of like how our state color is not orange, but it might as well be.
What is the actual Tennessee state
I don't know
color?
If we've got a state color.
It might as well be orange,
yeah,
though.
But
that
it might as
ugly,
well be orange.
Awful creamsicle
Hunting
orange.
Orange.
It's the color of these cans. It's like this orange. This
Tennessee.
Or like, no. It's like this orange.
Creamsicle
We've not been
orange.
Good since
yeah,
Schumer. Yeah, like I don't even
really
follow
haven't.
College football, but like.
Oh my gosh, their coaching search has been such a laughingstock, and I hope it never ends because I want to laugh at it forever.
I love how the lady here is the one that can actually talk about this.
Oh my gosh. I'm a damn Yankee, so I don't do college ball. Yeah. I watched NFL football for a while.
Maryland is below the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, but we're still.
I love that you know where that's at.
Of course I do. I lived in
Pennsylvania. Over here thought Pennsylvania was part of New England.
Hey, but I never claimed to know any better. So.
I mean, Pennsylvania might as well be.
I put my ignorance out there.
Say that about New York. Yeah. You get shot.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's up there too.
Yeah, I remember when I was in college. I went to college at Virginia Tech. So when I drive up to Pennsylvania, when my parents were still living up there, I would drive over the Mason-Dixon line, and it is between Maryland and Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And I would just like cry every time. I'd be like, no, I don't want to go back.
They have it demarcated in some way?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they show it around.
Oh, there's a sign on I-81 and I-95 when you cross into like the next state down from Pennsylvania. It's like Mason-Dixon line.
And it's just
welcome
like
to the
blacks,
South,
blacks beware. Or
no, it's literally just like a sign on the interstate that in the median that just says Mason-Dixon line, welcome to Maryland. Or Mason-Dixon line, welcome to Pennsylvania, the Keystone State or whatever. And I'd just be like, no, don't make me do it. So when I moved down here and didn't have to go, and when my parents left Pennsylvania, I was like, thank you. I never have to see that sign again.
I didn't know it was that high up, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty high up. It's higher than a lot of people think.
Yeah.
You're not alone there.
For real, yeah.
But I just consider myself a damn Yankee anyway because it is different up there. Like, it is
it's
definitely
very
different. Yeah. People are dicks.
Y'all use forks and these things called spoons. I don't get it.
What, you guys use chopsticks down here?
Just our God just gave me two forks on the end of my arms.
God, I got a face, don't I? If put I had, it in a pile in front of me.
If I had to survive on chopsticks, I would never last because I can't use those chopsticks. Things worth a damn.
I'm pretty decent with chopsticks, actually.
I am not.
I finally bought myself my own pairs of chopsticks. Nice. I went to that little Asian place over there, and they sold like a little roll of them or whatever. Little plastic or like little wooden chopsticks.
But you just have your reusable. Set.
I've got it came with like a set of five sets of chopsticks.
Okay. Yeah. So if you have dinner, you could.
Yeah, I can get it for other people. I got a red one, a blue one, a green one. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Nice. Mm-hmm. I love chopsticks once.
I'm about ready to wrap this up here. It's been a long day.
It's been quite a long day. Yeah.
It's been a really long day.
We still have a couple of these beers to finish off.
Yeah, we got to knock these off, but.
The clock here at Jared says it's 10 o'clock. I've been awake since 6 o'clock this morning. So I've been awake for 12, 14 hours.
I didn't realize until a couple hours ago. You messaged me early as fuck this morning. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
Actually, I'm not sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. I should have been up. But yeah. So yeah, let's close this thing out.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you guys for joining us. Yeah, and we used to get... tongue-tied on that one. We'll see you guys next time. This has been... I left my
112.
Ledger.
I think
it's episode 112 of the Brew Chat Podcast.
Later.